It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Trenton Waves, we are back again this week. It's episode 75. We are honoring episode 75 today of Trenton Waves on New Pod City's YouTube channel.
Oh.
So go and check out the video that's up there today. It's hot, man.
Yes, it's very hot.
It's a hot, hot episode and in more ways than one. To honor the 75th episode with the YouTube video that we did.
Mm-hmm.
We have two people in our midst today.
Midst. In our midst.
In our midst. Is it midst? Like baseball mitt or midst?
No, it's M-I-D-S-T.
Midst.
Right. Hey, amongst
that? Did
us.
Did you hear that voice?
I did. Wow.
So already it gets getting out of control. Already. They didn't understand not to talk. But all right. Whatever. I'll let it go.
It's okay.
I'll let it slide. It's episode 75. I'm letting it slide.
We're good.
Wait till I introduce you to this guy. All right. So then it's midst.
Yes.
Midst.
M-I-D-S-T. Midst.
That shouldn't even be a word.
Okay.
There's hardly a vowel in it.
One
vowel. Hardly. There's hardly a vowel. Okay. We have today with us a guy I met in the Trenton Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And one thing that already pisses me off about this guy is that he doesn't drink coffee. How do you work in Starbucks and not drink coffee?
But that's, you've encountered that a lot. When you worked at Starbucks, you got
years
all
the, ago.
You got all the free coffee because nobody drank it.
They all gave me their pounds of coffee, correct?
Right,
and I
right.
loved. I have free. Remember, we had a freezer packed with coffee.
Full of coffee. That was definitely a wonderful time. Nice. I enjoyed that.
His name, I'm not going to tell you his real name. I'm going to tell you his gamer name.
Okay.
Even though he'll tell you he's trash at being a gamer.
Okay.
His name is Hazagawa Senpai. Hazagawa Senpai, hello, buddy boy.
Hey, everybody, what's up?
Wow, listen, that crowd really loves you.
Yeah.
Wow, nice.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So what is it with you? How do you not drink coffee? You work at Starbucks, you don't drink coffee.
I used to drink coffee when I was younger. Like, I used to go to Texas and spend my summers with my great-grandpa and my grandma and stuff.
Right.
And I would literally drink coffee every morning. Like, mm-hmm. at the age of four.
Thank you for using the word literally correctly.
Appropriately, yes.
Every morning, coffee, and on weekends or on Sundays, it was coffee and donuts after church.
Oh, nice.
As I got older, it started to have, like, a bad effect on my body.
So, like how? What would happen?
So I would, like, I would be sweating, and I would be, like, I couldn't stand not having a cup of coffee because my mom wouldn't let me drink coffee during the school year, so I would only be able to drink it during the summer.
Really?
And I would drink it every day during the summer, so it was like when I would come back up here, I would go through withdrawal.
Oh, my God. That's rough.
And I couldn't tell my mom that right. I was drinking coffee.
It's almost like drugs.
It is.
Yeah.
It's addiction, for sure.
Yeah.
Because it's a legal drug that we can sell.
It is.
He came back to New Jersey hooked on caffeine.
Yes. And then if you don't have it, you get a headache. Oh, you feel miserable. I know.
So you're off coffee now.
Yeah. The thing that really made me get off of coffee, and it was kind of crazy. So, like, I would drink it when I was working. I was, like, 18. I would drink it every morning when I would go to work.
Right.
And then I would go to Dunkin', and they never had any lactose-free options. And I was like, there was no Starbucks at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? Since I can never get any lactose-free options, and coffee makes my stomach hurt and makes me sweat, and I'm lactose intolerant, I'm going to just stop. And then after that, I just completely stopped doing coffee.
And then you're like, you know what? Let me go work at a coffee shop.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. I find that irritating. I really do. What do you? Do you drink tea?
Yeah, I do drink a lot of green tea.
Okay.
Interesting.
And they have that at Starbucks.
We do. We have green tea. We have black tea, white tea. We have passion tea, which is caffeine free. So that's good.
Mm.
I'm good at making different flavors and stuff.
Yes. I like the different drinks other than coffee, too.
Hazagawa Senpai. Explain the name, please.
When I was in high school, my best friend came up to me. We would talk, and we were into anime and gaming and different things like that. I was pretty much the social outcast.
Right. You were
in school. As you know, that one friend always is. We were like, okay, what can we do? Like, what can we do to give ourselves a safe haven? Or what can we do to give people around us a place where they can go, they can feel safe, they can talk about the things that they like to talk about and be around other people, like-minded individuals.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we designed this anime club in high school. When we designed the anime club, it was like, what would they call us, like, as the vice president and president of this club? And I came up with the name of Hasegawa Senpai. Hasegawa is just the name that I chose for, like, my OCs, my original characters that I created myself.
Your OCs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Original characters?
Mean? Original characters.
Oh, wow. Very good. How did you know that?
He just said it. Oh, I was...
You know what it was? I wasn't even paying attention to what he was saying.
Listening. I was listening. Oh, my God.
I was trying to figure out our other guest while he was talking.
It's okay. I'm listening. Oh, God.
So, senpai just means, like, elder. Like, if I'm in 11th grade and you're in 10th grade, I'm your senpai.
Okay.
I'm not your sensei because I'm not your teacher.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Right. Yeah. That's
correct. It's a respect thing.
Interesting.
Yes. Okay. Interesting. Well, Christina has a question, but before she asks this question, because she has two questions that she asks every guest. Mm-hmm. But before we get into that, I'm going to go ahead and introduce the second guest.
I'm sweating.
I'm sweating, too.
You're usually freezing down here now.
Yeah, like, now we're like, it's like an oven.
It's like an oven in here. I dress like so warm, but I'm cold. You're comfortable? Okay.
It's Erin's fault. So this next guest, and it's just so great, his name, because it ties into the whole theme of episode 75 being hot.
Okay, right? I'm hot.
We're sweating, so this works.
Right.
His name, he goes simply by Torch.
Maybe that's why it's hot.
That's why it's hot, because we have a Torch.
The Torch is sitting
next
to me.
And look at him, he's smiling like he's like a kid on Christmas. Dude, lower the mask. It's okay. Everything's going to be all right.
It's fuego, baby.
Hello, Torch.
It's fuego.
Hello, everyone.
Whoa.
These two guys have great speaking
voices.
They
really do. I'm a little intimidated, I got to tell you.
You guys should be thinking of doing like voiceovers or something.
Yeah, why don't you do your own show?
Like for a podcast.
Yeah,
for a podcast.
I mean, we've been thinking about doing like voice acting.
Okay, you could do that too.
Definitely. You have great speaking.
Decent at voice acting.
You both have really nice sounding voices.
Thank you.
So, how's it going with Senpai? You're not trash at voice acting?
No, actually. No, it's...
Sounds
how do
great.
I say
he
this?
He sounds great.
Yeah.
Being before I, you know, met Torch and he became my best friend. We've been friends since 2009.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't really have friends. So I have family members and myself. So I learned how to do a different cast of characters and mm-hmm. I would talk to myself and teach myself how to sound like different people.
So you make up your own friends?
Wait, I have a question. Are you an only child?
No, actually.
Oh, that's even
no, because I am and I can relate to this. But go ahead.
I have 12 other siblings by my dad.
What? Wow. Well, that could be the other thing. There's just so many of you. You retreat into your own world.
Are you the youngest?
No.
What, like smack in the middle?
Nah, I'm number two.
You're the oldest.
Yeah, number two.
Oh, you're number two.
I got one older sister.
Right. Wow. Number 11 would be practically the youngest.
Yes.
With number 12 being the youngest. Mm-hmm. Wow, interesting. So you'd make up your own friends in your head.
Yep, pretty much.
Let's move over to Torch because he's frightening me now. All right, so Torch, let's move over to you.
Don't be scared.
What's with that name?
Torch came from my boxing, and so that's my boxing nickname.
Why the name of that?
My hands are fast.
Your hands are fast like a torch?
Like fire.
Yeah, I think I hear torch. I don't think speed.
Really?
I think heat.
Maybe because he's so fast, it makes heat.
Oh, okay.
That's the PG explanation for it. So.
Oh. Okay.
Interesting.
We'll hear the other one offline.
Yeah, now I really got to know what that means.
Okay. Okay, so senpai. How in your life journey did you land in Trenton?
I was born here.
And Torch?
Yeah, I was born here.
Cool. All right, so you have grown up in Trenton. And did you both go to the same high school?
Yeah.
And which is that, Trenton High School?
We went to Capital Prep first, and then we went to Trenton High West.
Okay. Those were my questions at the start.
Now, where's West?
It used to be Junior 3.
Trenton High West is down West State Street.
West State Street.
Across from Cowood Park.
I know the one. I know the school. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yes. I know that one. Okay.
So you went there.
Is that still open?
No.
I didn't think so.
Everything went to the main campus. One.
Right, that building
is just sitting empty.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Interesting. Because we just did a tour back in March of Junior 1.
That's right.
It was a tour of Junior 1, which is now has been abandoned since like 2000 and something.
Right.
But it's a beautiful building too. So those are two buildings that I love. So I was just curious where you went to high school.
They did a tour.
You did a tour.
They did a tour.
Ah. All right. We're just going to stay quiet.
I don't even know what that means.
Go ahead. Ask your question.
A private joke in our own studio. We're not a part of.
That's okay. We're good.
Torch, you mentioned that you're a boxer.
Yeah.
Are you still a boxer?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
We're looking to go professional this year.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
How long have you been boxing?
About 3.5 years.
And how old are you?
24.
You started like when you were 21 years old?
Yeah, when I had my child, yeah.
What made you get into that?
it felt right at the time because at that time I actually had the money to do it.
Oh, okay.
Before I never had it. So.
What do you train?
I used to train at Primal Gym, but since COVID, it closed down. So now there's like a.
Right.
The boxing group that was with us opened up their private gym, so now I'm with them.
Who do you like?
I think my favorite boxer right now is Lomachenko. We have kind of a similar style, so.
Okay. You like Mayweather?
He's okay.
He's okay.
I mean, he's. Wow. He's obviously the best boxer in the world, but the person he is, I just don't like it.
You don't like the person?
Yeah.
What, do you know him personally?
No.
You don't know him personally?
Do you know him personally?
No, but I'm not going to say I don't like that guy. I don't even know the guy.
Well, from what you hear, I guess.
The personality that he
projects into. You should know it's all like, it's all an act. They're all characters.
What's that guy, Colin?
Conor McGregor is a carnival barker, but he's the sweetest guy.
So you'll ever meet.
So I hear, yeah.
That's his persona.
It's like WWE. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
It's a show. Mm-hmm.
Boxers are really boxy, and they get hit and they get hurt and everything, but there's an entertainment value.
Yeah,
absolutely. They still get to
sell shows and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, look at Tyson. Tyson was a bit of a character as well.
Where was Primal Gym?
Primal Gym was up on... out Hamilton, New Jersey, on NAMI Lane.
Oh, okay. I don't know where that is.
NAMI Lane.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that one?
No.
Off of
I've heard of Primal Gym. I've never. Oh, for where?
Off of Quaker Bridge Road. Oh. I started off with MMA.
Really? What style?
I liked the kickbox. But
kickboxing?
Yeah.
Okay. That was the discipline you liked the best?
I mean, when I started, they just threw me in with everything. So, but kickboxing, yeah, I liked the best.
So you've done a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Senpai, you never wanted to fight?
No, not really.
You more of a lover?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I'm a lover.
I mean, as a kid, like, my uncle would teach me, like, Aikido for, like, self-defense and different things like that. So, like, I'm pretty decent with, like, holds and stuff like that.
Okay.
I don't really fight like that.
So you're more of a ground fighter.
In our friend dynamic, I'm the talker.
Yeah.
If I have to talk to you, I'm talking to you for a good reason. And if I can't talk to you, then he's the fighter. And
Torch definitely isn't going to talk to you.
And that's how we do that.
Torch is going to get you lit.
Like, I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do, therefore there doesn't have to be any
to avoid a Torch confrontation. Yeah. Right.
And then... If I can't talk to you, I'm the voice of reason.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Then he's level two, or level maybe more.
Yeah, you're level one, he's level nine. Right.
So how did you two guys meet?
I had just came back into Jersey from being homeschooled in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I lived out here, I specifically said, Mom, I hate that uniform at that school. Do not ever, ever send me to that school.
Yeah.
As soon as I moved back here, she sent me to that school.
Boom.
And when I got sent to Trenton Community Charter School, it was like, I was like social outcast. Like, I didn't know nobody. Mm-hmm. I was fresh back in Trenton. And, like, I started to get into, like, a group of friends. And then I started to end up around him.
Okay.
And he always just sat by himself. Like, he had friends, but he just silent by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was pretty much like I would just go bother him every single day, every single chance I had. And he'd just be like, why are you here? Because like, I want to be. And I never left.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and that was in 2009.
He wore you down. Like, all right, I'll be your friend.
Torch, you could have just snuffed him out in like 2 seconds.
I was more of a lover back then.
Oh, okay.
And now he took that role, and now you're the fighter.
Yeah, it switches every now and then.
Yeah. Now, you're going pro in like 3 years?
We're looking to go pro this year.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I know your COVID has messed up things, but where do you do your tournaments or your...
Oh, well, since I'm in New Jersey, we would usually do like the Golden Gloves and Diamond Gloves, like state championships.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But, you know, since COVID did.
Right,
like, they've stopped altogether.
Mm-hmm. Next time you fight, we want in.
Yeah, we want to see it. We'll cheer you on for sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Definitely.
I hope you're not this shy in the ring, dude.
Maybe for the first minute, but...
The first minute you take to analyze your opponent.
Well, once you get hit in the face.
I'm with you, brother. I am totally there.
You should see him sparring. I'll be like, yo, this is a practice match. Chill.
It's not like that.
Yeah, that's coming from the lover.
It depends on the energy the sparring partner gives me.
Of course. Fighters get that. Yo, chill, man. This is only a sparring. No. There's no chill. Chill.
Oh, then you can't say anything when I spar with you in the kitchen.
Okay, first of all, we're in the kitchen where knives and pots are, number one.
I don't ever pick up a knife.
I don't ever want to spar with you. You just keep throwing kicks and punches at me, and I'm just defending myself in my own house. This is not a sparring match. So let me just put that to bed.
That you guys are married.
Yeah? Is it obvious? Oh, you didn't? Wait, what?
I didn't pay attention to that at first.
Oh, yes. See? Okay, I'm not the only one not paying attention.
Yeah, we fight in the kitchen.
Yeah,
well,
married.
I fight.
Well, she fights. I defend myself. I'm just trying to keep up. All right? Much like this podcast episode. Episode number 75. Podcast here. What do you think so far? Pretty cool, huh? All right. Senpai, so when are you going pro?
In what?
In being a lover.
Oh. Well, that would be like a prostitution, I think.
Well, that's not a lover. That's a luster.
I want to be part in that.
What are your plans for your life? What do you got going on?
So my plans in my life is to make people happy. And okay. That's my overall goal.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's a good goal.
How are you going to do that?
So I went to culinary school. Oh, and okay. I'm a culinary graduate. I ended up graduating from Culinary in Alabama. And then afterwards, I went to Florida and I got to work at Coronado Springs Banquets. And
man, you've been all over the place.
At Disney.
Ooh.
Really? Yeah.
That's not an easy gig to get into.
Yeah, it was a really tough interview process. Mm-hmm. And like,
what, with Disney?
Yeah.
We hate Disney.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I don't, you know.
I'm going to explain.
It's torch just lit up. Go ahead.
It's a love and hate relationship with for me.
We'll say that. Okay.
So what happened? Why was it so tough?
There's this thing called Le Cordon Bleu.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's one of the highest culinary schools in the United States. Sure. It got closed down.
What? Really?
Yeah, it completely got shut down.
Because of COVID?
No, just shut down. There wasn't enough people going because it was so expensive.
That's what
Disney used to pull their interns from for culinary.
Okay.
So then they came to my school and they were like, we need interns. Mm. So I had to go through a 4-part interview just to get accepted into Disney.
Right.
Now, getting accepted, you know, you just be like, oh my God, I want to go to Disney. Mind you, side note, I'd never been to Disney as a kid my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a great thing for me. But then you have to meet the Disney standards.
Which is
like, mm-hmm. I had dreads at the time. That's a no-go. You can't go.
Oh,
like,
you hear that, Torch? You can't work at Disney. Next.
Well, it has to be a part of your
I don't have
religion.
Dreads. I have locks.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. Tell the interviewer that.
So I did everything. I complied to everything. And out of all, I think it was like 800 students from the 3 different versions of Virginia College that we had, I was number one chosen to go to the school.
Wow.
Or go to Disney.
Really?
And it was great.
Okay.
I was like, oh my God. Like they told me, my my dean came out. He was like, listen, you were the number one choice. And I was like, yeah, all right, whatever. So I walked away, went to class, and then I got home. And he had called my grandparents. And they had told me. And I was like, oh, you wasn't lying.
Ow.
I was shocked. So it was fun. And going out there, I really learned a lot. I learned how to hone my craft. I learned how to, like, I got to cook for Steve Harvey. I got to cook for Rihanna.
Oh,
I got to cook
for
Zoe Saldana. Because I didn't just cook in the parks. I would never, ever work in the parks at Disney. You couldn't pay me enough.
Really? Not even as like a character?
Nah.
Really?
Like, if it was a character, character actors make more. Mm-hmm. Like as an intern or just in general, they make more.
Okay.
Because you are being the princess. You are being the prince.
Mm-hmm.
In the suit, you make less.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Because you could be anybody.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
And did you know that anybody at Disney that's playing Mickey Mouse is a girl? You have to be a certain height.
What?
Oh, yeah.
So a short guy can't play him?
No, not really.
It's come on.
I'm sure they have everything.
You have to be 5'2".
5'2"?
You have to be 5'2".
Because you have to fit into that Disney look.
So is that a midget?
That Mickey Mouse.
Is that a midget or a dwarf?
No, that's not a midget. My mother was 5'2".
Okay. Nah, for you to be a little person, you have to be 5'10".
5'10"? I'm 5'11".
That'd be 4'10".
Oh, 4'10".
That's what I meant.
What were you going to say?
Wait, I have questions about the culinary stuff. Okay, so you cook every style?
My style is Asian cuisine and Italian cuisine.
Hmm.
But my own personal style is creativity.
Okay.
What does that mean?
So I pretty much study different styles of food, and I study different video games, anime, cartoons, and I take those things that I see in those cartoons and shows and stuff, and I try my best to use real world things and turn them into reality. So if you ever played Legend of Zelda or anything like that, Link, you know, you can get a health potion. Nobody knows what a health potion tastes like. But I know as a kid, you were like, oh, I wonder what this tastes like. So then I take my experiences that I've been through and I developed a drink that you can taste and be like, oh, this could be what it tastes like.
How did you not bring that drink today?
Well, it's a lot to make.
I want to know what his health potion is.
So do you have aspirations to maybe own a restaurant?
Yes, actually. So I want to own a food truck. I was supposed to have one this upcoming summer, but COVID happened and I wasn't able to get it.
Okay, this past summer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last summer. No, actually, summer 2021, I was supposed to have it.
Gotcha. Okay.
I was getting the loan last year, but COVID stopped me from getting it.
Gotcha.
Having it in due time.
And so, what would you sell out of this food truck?
I would sell exactly what I just said.
The anime stuff?
Yes.
Oh, do you have a name?
So, the name of my business is called E&E Kuso.
E&E Kuso.
Yes.
Like E period, E period?
No, it's E-I-E-N space N-I space K-U-S-O.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I'm not going to remember that.
It means forever daydreaming.
Why not just say that?
Oh, I love that.
Why not just say forever daydreaming?
Because the other name is cooler.
I don't even remember it now, and I just heard it.
It sounds cool.
It sounds cool if you remember it. E-I-E-I-O. What is it? What is it again?
Well, that's the point. I want to be able to make a staple no matter how difficult it is to say. Or giving someone food and they've ever been disappointed.
Okay. Okay. That's a hard thing to do because that's a lot of palates to please, right?
Yeah. At Disney, I used to take time. Like, they would give us, like, chef meals and stuff like that. And I would have my chefs. I would come up with ideas, and I would be like, hey, I got this idea. Can you taste it? And my chefs had no problem. Like, I had really good chefs. I'm not saying that everybody's that good, but my chefs really took a liking into helping me create my own ideas. They wanted me to become a better person. Like, I walked in, and one of my chefs said, listen, when you leave here, I'm going to make sure that you can get any job that you want.
Okay.
And you're going to be able to do anything that you want.
Wow.
As long as you work your ass off while you're here.
Hmm. That's a good sensei, right?
Yeah. It is a good sensei. See?
That's a good sensei. Not a senpai. Well, also a senpai, but also a sensei.
Wow. Right.
Now, Torch, question. You guys are best friends, right?
Yeah.
What's the name of his food truck?
Ian Nikuso.
Ah! You tried to trick him. Trip him up.
I just wanted to see if he remembered. E&E Kuso?
Yeah.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
I came up with the name in culinary school, actually.
Okay.
We had to, one of my final projects where we had to make a menu. And it was like, you had to make a menu as if it was your business. I'm like, what would my business be? Because I had always been into doing stuff like this. And you can ask Torch, because in high school, we had to fund ourselves. Yeah. Like, they didn't give us money for our club. Like, we went to the principal, and they was like, y'all want to do this? Sure, we'll let you do this. Find a teacher that will support you and fund yourselves.
Like, support you how?
Like, meaning just let us have the club. Like
a facilitator. You need a teacher there when they meet so that there's a, you know, an adult.
Oh, there's somebody official present.
Right, right.
Also, shout out to Dr. Fennell.
Yeah.
Dr. Fennell. Yeah. All right.
Fennell, he's the one.
All right. We should have him on the show. Is he still teaching?
Yeah. So we would have these things and we would put on host shows. It's called a host club.
Okay.
And I got it from a show called Oran High School Host Club. It's a thing that they actually do in Japan where gentlemen or ladies, they'll dress up in like attire and people will pay them to sit down with them and eat food or have tea and stuff.
Sign me up for this.
You could totally sign her up for that. See, any kind of food, she's interested.
Dressing up and eating and you pay me?
Yes. She was a Yelp elite. You heard of Yelp, right?
Yes.
She was an elite Yelper.
Oh my God, it was great.
That's interesting.
So she knows her stuff, so that's good stuff.
We would have our teachers pay us. So we would put on live shows. We would have them have our students tell poetry. Mm-hmm. We would have them, like, we would cook. We'd have everything that was there we made by hand for them to be able to enjoy and come get to know teachers and students. Like, one of our one of our students, he had a really bad history with one teacher. And she just thought, oh, it was because he was lazy or he wasn't, you know, active and he just didn't care. And then she came and they had a real good sit down and talk. And then she they understood each other a lot better after that from coming into the Coast Club. And then he was able to go through class with this teacher and everything ran smoothly because they understood each other a little bit better. That's so awesome. That was like the goal of that. And that's when I was like, okay, cool. So jumping back to college, I was like, with that idea in mind, having the same concept, I was like, what could I do? And I always had an overactive imagination. Like, I like to write, I like to draw, and I would look and I would have daydreams all day. And that's how I came up with the idea of forever daydreaming. And translated into Japanese is Ien Nikuso.
Have you been to Japan?
No, I want to.
Oh, you have to go. Definitely. I mean, I've only been in the airport and it was great. I'm like, it's been a week in the airport and it'd be fascinating.
Right. And you said you'd like eat off the floors in that airport.
Oh, my God. You know, like, think of high tech, everything, like the toilets, massage your butt and everything. It's that fantastic. They have pods where you could go and you sleep in this pod. They're so forward thinking and everything is spotless and the food is beautiful. Like, just everything is presented. It's just a beautiful.
It's so high tech, the toilets pee for you.
I'm afraid if I go, I'll never come back.
You probably would so fall in love with it.
Wow, I gotta say, I'm impressed, dude.
Thank you.
I did not get this from you at Starbucks. I barely got a coffee.
Well, that's what's cool. Like, this is just a little mental thing. You pass people every day, you encounter people, you have interaction with people, and you know, like, just such a minuscule thing about that person. And yet you can make a judgment based on this little tiny thing of information that you're getting from your encounter, and you have no clue what this person is really about. And I'm sure we don't even, sitting here for as long as we're going to sit, we have still have depths of view that we couldn't fathom right now.
When we actually get to it, he asked me to come on the show, I was telling him about my writing. So when we get to
that's
that point,
that's what I thought this was about.
But this is like a whole other
thing. No, I
like,
know anything about
so
this cat.
Okay, so I this very much interests me. So you're interested in a food truck. Where would this food truck park? Like, where would you go with it? Like, or would you just go everywhere?
Go ahead. You know.
Where? Come.
I want to hear more from me. Torch. Where do you think it should be? For the most part,
I think, well, starting out, we would with a food truck, I think it'd be better to just hit up like anime conventions, comic conventions.
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay,
absolutely. Places where people would
gather,
And especially with your theme, that would be really cool.
Especially tying into them.
That's cool.
So then there's like a whole food place that is directly dedicated to people like that.
So. Would you ever think of doing your hosting events?
Oh, and definitely.
Because I'm all about Trenton. I love Trenton, and I'm a big, I think we have so many rich things here. But basically, it's the people. And to have the people gather, and then you serve them food, and there's conversations that happen, I think this would be such a cool thing. And it wouldn't be like a permanent location. Like, you could do it in different places.
Like a pop-up shop.
Yes, a pop-up shop.
Ellerslie, you could do it at the Pork Roll Festival.
You could do it in weird places too, like the lobby of a bank or something. I don't know. Just like think of crazy, go off the, what I mean? It would be just really interesting.
Bank lobby.
I like random situations like that. That's the thing that we do. We kind of like just go on like random adventures together. So that something like that would be cool, just to do like a little pop-up shop.
I love the pop-up idea. Pre this crazy, we would go to Philly, and you know, in Philly they have like all these pop-up beer gardens and the thing down by the water with the Winterfest and all that. It's like, we could totally do that here.
Right? And we could do it better.
Yes.
We have the edge. That's exactly right. We have that edge.
But anyway, okay, so you just like totally got me very excited. But go ahead.
So, Torch, now we just heard Senpai's plans for world domination and happiness.
At least part of it.
At least part of it.
But you guys are partners in this venture as well, right? You would work together on the food truck?
Always.
Yes.
Always.
Yeah. Partners in everything.
That's good.
Senpai is the cook and Torch is the security.
Oh, no. He's the personality.
Torch is definitely the personality of this duo. He is.
I I think so.
I like how we just the one thing he does say with conviction is that he has locks, not dreads. I love that.
Can you explain that to the bald guy in me?
Oh well, yeah. Well, they were called dreads. It was, you know, based back in like slavery.
Oh, in slavery.
And okay. Then, you know, they would call them dreads because dreads translates to the word dreadful.
Right.
Okay.
Just locks.
Oh, I like that. Okay. So we want to put a positive spin on it, yeah, rather than like call it something.
And locks
has a negative.
But locks is a positive.
Locks. It locks it like locks of hair. Locks.
Okay, because I'm thinking L-O-C-K-S. Yes. Like a lock.
No.
Locks. L-O-C-S.
L-O-C-S. Locks. That's how you say. So okay. So they're not dreadlocks anymore. That's not. They don't say that anymore.
Take the dread out.
Take the dread out of the lock.
Right.
Okay. So then you still couldn't work at Disney. Correct?
Probably not.
Because they don't want dreads, but they also probably don't want locks.
Right.
I mean, you could finesse it and say it's part of your religion, but then
there you go.
I mean, it's, locks are a spiritual journey. But,
right, yeah. Right.
Interesting. See, you could say that to them, and then you could play Mickey. I could tell you would want to be a character.
He is a character.
No, a Disney character.
No.
No.
How tall are you?
Tarzan.
He could play Tarzan. Was Tarzan black?
I mean, I would say, he got locks.
I just say not this dark.
It's a whole new spin of Tarzan. I love it.
Disney, I love it.
Torch. So, Torch, what are your plans? I know you're going pro in a little while, pro boxing, which is very, very cool. We want to be at that next fight. I'm not kidding. We want to be at the next fight.
Right.
But my question is, though, what are your long-term plans? Like, let's say,
or dreams.
10 years from now.
Well, 2 years from now, hopefully, you know, my boxing career would have kicked off. But
okay.
Right now, I have plans to go back to school, finish my psychology degree, then get my master's, and then maybe sometime in the future get a doctorate for psychology.
Lord.
What's the matter with that? Hey, senpai, he didn't say anything when you were talking. What do you mean, my lord? He's praying over there for a Torch.
Over my school.
Why is that? Why, that's, you don't approve?
No, I approve. It's just too much school.
Too much school. Yeah.
Over my own practice somewhere.
Oh.
I was going to say, psychology is used in the ring all the time.
Yeah.
So no? you have a heart for helping people, I guess, too.
Yeah. My first fight I had, an amateur, was in a tournament, and like in the first round, I was boxing this guy and he put his hands down, and so like the ref and my coaches wanted me to, you know, finish the fight, but he had already quit like once he put his hands down, so I kind of just like backed out.
Oh, you're a gentleman.
And then like after the match was over, I got yelled at, like, why didn't you finish the fight?
Well, yeah, right. Well, you're a boxer.
Well, he didn't want to fight anymore, so...
Well, it's like, too bad!
It's like hitting someone when they're down.
No.
See, MMA is different. No. You're supposed to do that.
Well, when I watch that stuff, I'm like, stop hitting him! And he's like, that's what he's supposed to do. Yeah. I know!
So, you won the fight.
Yeah.
So then it was technically a knockout.
It was TKO, yeah.
Yeah. How'd you feel about that?
I was fine. I didn't hear it. I was fine. Like
he had to be fine with
well,
it.
Well, that's why I'm asking him how he felt.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, he got to walk away and fight another day. So,
well, you are definitely a gentleman. You are a gentleman. I'll tell you what, fighting, any kind of fighting, boxing, mm-hmm. MMA, whatever it is, UFC, it's all about 20 guys making money and one guy doing all the work. That's really what it's about. So that's probably why they were so mad at you for not knocking him out, like physically, literally knocking him out.
And damn, finish it.
So he just dropped his hands and you were like, hello, what are we doing?
Yeah, I guess he got tired or I broke his will, whatever it was.
Didn't
I was
you just like, walk back to your corner?
No, I mean, I stood in front of him, but I just didn't hit him.
What did he do?
He just sat there on the rope.
I guess he surrendered.
How many rounds did you go to get to that point?
That was a minute into the second round.
A minute into the second round, so 4.5 minutes, roughly total. But I don't see how tired he could have possibly have been. It wasn't like you went 9 rounds.
Maybe he didn't. It wasn't his passion, and he didn't want to do it anymore.
Well, you are truly.
You just hit him too hard.
It wasn't his fault because. Yeah, that's like...
Yeah, maybe he pummeled him.
I was just saying, how many times did you tag him in the first round?
I don't know.
A bunch.
More of my fighting style is more like stick and move, so it's like...
Yeah, of course.
Like, So I rarely get hit, and I'm all like, I have a high output of punches. So
I could tell. Like, you have this thing about you. Breaks.
Now, what weight class are you in?
I was doing super heavyweight, but
super heavyweight.
Yeah, I just didn't want to lose the weight.
Oh, God. He likes the food too much.
He just ruined it just now. Like, wow, what a champion! Yeah, I didn't feel like losing weight. So what are you right now?
Right now, 220. So I'm dropping down to 190.
Wow! That'll be a cruiser. Wow. Wait, what are you doing to do that? What are you doing right now to get that weight off? It's 30 pounds you got to drop.
Working out.
Yeah.
Just working out. Cardio, lots of cardio. Mm-hmm. So in the morning after I leave work, and then in the afternoon.
You got to be careful though, because muscle weighs more than fat.
Yeah. It's sadly. They don't have me do any muscle training.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
So all cardio.
Yeah.
Basically. So lots of
running. And diet? Are you on a specific?
Yeah. Like every now and then, like every month, I'll go on a liquid diet.
Now wait a second. Oh, now you're wow. Senpai's shaking his head. No.
What?
When we're talking about diet. Now what does that mean? Yeah, you know, it's an audio show, right? I can't see.
He's
you.
Trying not to. He's trying to be polite and not interrupt.
No, but that's bugging me now. I want to know why he's shaking his head no.
I mean, all right. So he's really good with diets. He's really good with diets.
Okay.
The moment he slip up, though,
yeah,
it's like
it all goes to hell.
He's like, oh well, I had this piece of candy. Let me get this fried chicken.
Let me get this rice. He really goes overboard,
and I'd be like, yo. He like, all right, let me chill. But now he do the same thing for me though.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, like, during COVID, it was, like, crazy. So, he trained me to lose weight, and it was great.
Oh,
so,
good.
You like that?
Yeah.
How do you like training someone else, Torch?
Like,
watch me suffer.
Well, let me put it this way. How do you like training Senpai?
I don't like it.
You don't like it? Yeah. I have a feeling you're not very disciplined.
I am very disciplined.
Is he?
What did he say?
I don't know what Torch has to say.
He's like,
whenever you try to train someone, they'll never listen.
They really don't. You're right.
Especially if it's a close friend, because they feel like,
yeah, I've seen you at your worst.
Yeah. I don't wanna.
Yeah.
If it was a stranger, you'd be like, okay, I'll do it.
And I lost the weight, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Well, this is why trainers make more money than the fighters.
They make more money. They have to put up with
you. They got to put up with all your crap.
Right, right.
That's exactly right. I remember the first time I walked into Starbucks and met Senpai.
Uh-huh.
So the first time he walked in and he met us, he was talking and he asked for Stephanie because he was asking for the podcast. And I was like, oh, that's a dope mask.
Oh, I had on a Bane mask.
Right,
it was
right.
It like, dope mask. And like the first time I seen it, I was like, okay, cool. And I just left it at that. Like, I didn't really talk much. I went back to doing work because I had to do my management stuff. Then the second time I seen him, I showed my brother. And I was like, yo, his mask is fire. And then it was me, my brother, and another one of my coworkers. And he was like, you want it? And I was like, sure. I thought he was going to give me a business card. He gave me the mask. I was like, oh, this is fire. So then I kept it. I literally have it in my book bag, like, every day.
That's cool.
The one day I didn't have it in my book bag, I came home and my little sister had it on her face. And I was just like, yeah, I'm going to kill you. Give it back.
Oh, your little sister is Bane.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Then I broke her back.
Oh!
Give me the mask.
Whoa, little Batman reference. Interesting. Very interesting. Have you read The Dark Knight?
I've never
read. Nightfall?
Like the
Nightfall
comic?
Is what, yeah, the actual comic book.
I don't think I've read the particular Dark Knight where Bane being like Nightfall. Yeah, Nightfall. I've never read that one.
Oh, it's so good.
I've read several other Batman comics, but I've never read Nightfall.
No. Have you ever written a Batman story?
No.
Really? You should.
The Cringe.
The Cringe. Is that the title?
No. I don't think I could write Batman. I don't think I can write Batman. He could probably write Batman.
You like Batman?
I can't write
Batman. Not particular, but.
You don't like him.
What? Something about his character?
There's more to this cat than he's showing.
Something about his character?
I mean, I like the character. Mm-hmm. But like, it's like in reference to writing in general, I think I can write about just anything.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you write too?
Yeah, for the most part.
Do you
it's a team
collaborate? Okay, collaborate. Okay. So what are you writing right now? Are you doing something right now?
Do you want
to... Are either of you writing?
It or? Yeah.
We both write.
Okay.
What are you guys writing right now? What are you working on?
I'm working on a medieval fantasy tale, but then also there's I want to say slice of life because they wouldn't understand what slice of life is.
But why do you say that? Why do you say they wouldn't understand what slice of life is?
Because it's reference. It's like a certain anime, reference to anime. Reference. Yeah.
To anime.
How do you know I don't know anime? You know I'm an animator, right?
Yeah. I worked on Ren and Stimpy, Chester Cheeto.
Do you know who Ren and Stimpy is?
Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, I don't understand. Oh, okay.
That's fire. All of that. That is fire.
I know it's fire.
Yeah, that's...
Torch.
Do you know what Slice of Life is, though?
Do you know
not really. But, no. They don't have to know. But they don't know I don't know. They just make a judgment. Oh, they don't know. Because they're old and they're white.
I mean, no. You gave it away when you didn't understand the difference between senpai and sensei. So,
first of all, I know the difference between senpai and sensei. Now, because of you, senpai. Hazagawa.
We have another friend.
I took karate. I know what those terms mean.
I'm glad that you do.
How dare you?
Another one of our friends, his name is Larry Holland, and Larry doesn't know what Slice of Life is either, and Larry watches anime as much as we do.
Really?
And he writes. Like, he's one of my writers.
Okay.
So I'm not judging you for not knowing what Slice of Life
is. Well, thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. Well, however, Torch is, but it's okay.
But for this particular story that he's referencing, it has, like, multiple different names.
Right.
When we was working on it, like, a lot, it was a Broken Heart Sings. He wrote a different variation with, like, certain things. I changed it to Simply Symphonic. We have, like...
Oh, I mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah. We're trying to figure it out. But pretty much, it's a story. It's, like, everyday life. You go mm-hmm. through everyday life, you don't have certain types of experience. But it has, like, a little mystical twist to it. And the main character, he can see the beats of different people's hearts.
Ooh.
It's like a rhythm thing.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole thing is he has emotional attachment issues.
Okay.
And it's like he goes through life just pretending to be what he needs to be so he can coast through until he meets a particular friend who rhythm syncs up with his.
Oh, okay.
And the story is pretty much telling about mental illness in urban communities. Something that's not really talked about, something that's really looked down upon. He'd be like, oh, I have depression. Oh, you don't have depression. Mm-hmm. You're just not working hard enough.
Right, right.
Oh,
pull like, yourself up I by have, your bootstraps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, I have bipolar disorder. Oh, you don't have bipolar disorder. You're just a Gemini. Like, it's just you. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the type of mentality that you hear all mm-hmm. the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have the people like we are in school. I'm crazy. It's not cute to be crazy. It's not cute to be crazy. You need help. Mm-hmm. Go to a therapist. Oh, I don't need to go to a therapist because I'm just going to be frank. They'd be like, oh, that's for white people. And you'd be like, okay. No, it's not for white people.
It's for crazy people.
You need help. Go get help.
Now, if you're white, that helps because it's crazy white people. That's okay.
And
oh, God.
For us, we have experienced different things like that. And our story pretty much is taken from individuals that we know personally and or would not disclose their names or anything
right,
like that.
Right.
But like we took their stories and different likenesses from them and created characters and based the story around that.
Oh, okay.
And it kind of helps. Like my mom is a mental health nurse.
Mm-hmm.
So like I've been around that field for... I don't know. She's been there since she was 19. She's mm-hmm. 40 now. So.
Wow. Wow, okay.
Wow. So
your stories are not purely coincidental. They're actually based on some real stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Based on some real stuff with a little fiction twist.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And this is different from your medieval fantasy stories.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So this is something you guys are collaborating on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully it'll be our first published.
Yeah.
Although that's an interesting turn. Like, do a whole, like... mental illness thing in medieval times.
Do your stories, would they lend themselves to a reading? Like if you had a group of people playing the parts and doing just a reading where it's just, you know, whatever you choose whatever story and then you have the characters and you're acting it out, not filming it, just audio.
I don't think it would be a problem to do a reading. The thing about our stories are we write mangas. And you know what a manga is.
Go ahead.
I don't.
A manga is a Japanese comic.
Oh, okay.
And the way that we write it
there
is...
There you go. It'll be
okay.
We write it in script format, so it's highly detailed in, like, the scenes and different things like that. So that way the artist could be able to see and write. It's like see our vision.
Okay.
And I'm not really good at drawing. Mm-hmm. I'm good at writing, but I'm really creative. So for Ieniku So as a whole, it's not just a food truck. It's a production company.
Oh,
so it's a whole brand kind of a thing.
Yeah, and the reason it's like that is because, like I said, I want to do things that I want to do and make money from it and be happy.
Right.
And I know if I'm happy giving product, the people receiving the product will be happy as well.
Right.
And I couldn't just be like, oh, I just want to cook. I'm good with my hands. That's why I'm able to take different things from the cartoons and stuff and turn it into food. Mm-hmm. I'm good with my taste buds. That's why I can do that. But I also have always been interested in writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, what can I do? That's why I have my friend Larry who helps write. Larry's actually been published in the college magazines for doing poetry and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I have my friend Shaheem who edits my work for me. He's been a really good friend since we were in high school. I couldn't go to the library, mm-hmm. so he will always go to the library and check out books for me so I can read them.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been really good with things like that. Or I have my friend Todd. His thing is Todd of War on Facebook. He does our streaming. So he's actually a really good gamer. He does mm-hmm. streaming. He streams video games and different things like that on our Facebook page, which mm-hmm. is also Ieniku So.
Okay.
So it's a branding for multiple people, multiple content creators to come together and make things that we all love and help each other prosper in mm-hmm. that aspect.
Now, are you prospering? Like, are you getting monetary return from this yet?
I am absolutely, positively, 100% broke.
Okay, right now. You got to start somewhere. Okay, mm-hmm. so you work at Starbucks, you got some income flowing, right?
Yeah.
And you do what you love until that starts paying for itself.
Sure. So yeah,
that's
I went to Starbucks because it actually gives me more time to focus on mm-hmm. stuff like that. Because I was a sous chef before I went to Starbucks.
Oh, what? Where?
Princeton Care Center.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I didn't have a lot of time,
mm-hmm.
and I have a son.
Oh.
So
okay.
It was like, how do I manage running my own business
mm-hmm.
and raising a kid?
Right.
Really?
Now, are you raising your son?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like, what do I do? And at the time frame, my boss, she was not very sympathetic. She didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you don't care because I can do your job. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't really want to do this anymore. Like, mm-hmm. even being at Disney, like, I remember coming home one day and I was with my dorm mates and I was like, I can't do this no more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Like, mm-hmm. I can't wake up and go to sleep and base my days off on other people's time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to be my own boss.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And that's when I was like, yeah, something needs to definitely change. So Starbucks gives me the opportunity to have time to be able to do things like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah. Okay. And how's Stephanie as a boss?
Steph mm-hmm. is a great boss. She's very supportive because she got me to come. I was working at a different Starbucks.
Okay.
So when I needed to transfer because I was going through things, Stephanie welcomed me in, and even I was there for a little while, and I was having some complications, so I had to be out of work for a little minute.
Yeah.
She was perfectly fine with me going out of work and me coming in. She helped me with my schedule so I can be able to pick up and drop off my son and different things like that.
Okay.
So it's no real problem. And even then, like when they were doing, if everything were open
mm-hmm.
and we were able to have open mic night and different things like that, I know that stuff will let me like showcase food and stuff in the store too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like
that
was one of my plans.
Really
beforehand.
Interesting.
And then COVID happened.
Cool.
Because Starbucks is a privately held company,
right?
And for Stephanie to be allowed to do that,
well, in it's a community store.
It's a community store. No, I know it's a community store. I get that.
And they have that back room there that you can do stuff.
That
in,
is
which
very,
really,
very,
really cool.
Encouraging.
And that's why we post like local artists' artwork and different things like mm-hmm. that. And I can't draw, but my food is my art. So
hey, man, it's all good. It's all
I
art.
I bought two art pieces at Starbucks.
Yes,
Kenneth
two
Lewis,
different artists. Kenneth
and
Lewis,
McDonald.
And Philip McDonald. That's right.
Just plug them.
And they'll be on the show soon.
Yes. Well, this is intriguing.
Yes.
I mean, both of you have such interesting things in the works, which is there's so much potential. I'm excited.
Quick question, Tezuka, what do you think of him?
I don't know what you just said to me.
Tezuka, he's only the father of Japanese comics, Japanese anime. That whole world never heard of him.
So the creator of Astro Boy?
Yeah, Tezuka, exactly.
I didn't know that was his name. I just knew that Astro Boy was the very first manga ever invented, and it was the first manga invented because they wanted to take Western comics and mix it with Japanese haikus.
Right, and exactly. And Tezuka is the granddaddy of that whole thing. Tezuka.
I knew the concept. I just didn't know the name.
I like this guy. I like how he weasels his way out of that. Well, listen, guys. Would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
Sure.
Pranking Waves Plugs.
Hey, Podcastia. Let's see what this guest has to plug.
TrentWaves, TrentWaves.com. Visit us on all social media outlets such as Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and the like. However, once again, we're not on TikTok. If you go to the YouTube channel, New Pod City's YouTube channel, you'll see our 75th episode special video shot by Mr. Will Foskey. Thank you, Will, of 78 Ways Studios. Thank you, Will, my birthday twin. Birthday twin, March 11th. Don't forget. Let me ask you guys a question. Either of you born on March 11th? No. No? Okay. Whew. That was close.
More birthday twins.
But more birthday twins. So, yeah. So, check it out. View it. Like it. Dislike it. I don't really care. Share it. And we think you're going to like it because, you know, like I said, it's a really, really hot episode. Thank you, Torch. Okay. Torch. Hasegawa Senpai. Where can people find you? Where can people see you? Where can people know you? Where can they go online to experience all things Hasegawa Senpai and Torch? All
right, so you can find us at Ienikuso on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. E-I-E-N space N-I space K-U-S-O. Again, E-I-E-N space N-I space K-U-S-O. There's two different groups. One is our business group where you will find my merchandise, such as our t-shirts, mugs, anything, etc. When our manga drop, we will drop our manga on Webtoons, and we will also drop the link in the description on our business page. We also have a group named Ienikuso, the same name. You can come in, join, talk about your favorite animes, comics, whatever the case may be. I post things that I find, like if you like Demon Slayer, I found a Mugen Train movie online. It's very hard to get. I post it in there. You can watch. Just come in, chat, meet people of like-minded individually. I said that word wrong. Oh, well. So, yeah, just come in and talk and have fun. Like, you can also catch Torch at...
Follow me on Instagram at lord.torch. That's where I'll be uploading anything boxing, anything me. Hopefully, we have a couple of events coming up soon, so stay tuned.
So when you get this thing going, are you going to come back on the show and promote it?
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, cool.
And when the boxing is again...
Once the contracts and stuff are signed, yeah.
All right, man. Here we go.
I have something to plug. I want to remind everybody about harassing the NJDOT.
That was some episode.
Go on our website and find out who you can call, who you can email, and just barrage them with your displeasure at their unprofessional behavior towards the city and how we as a city want the same respect that you would give to Princeton or Ewing or Lawrenceville or Hopewell or any of those other cities. We want equal treatment, and we want our bridge to be commemorated as the historic bridge that it is on Broad Street. So if you are as indignant as I am as being treated as less than, we want to tell them that Trenton matters and the people of the city matter, and we want the respect. So go on the site to find out who you can phone and email and send actual letters to. We want to make sure they know of our displeasure. Yes. And you don't have to be a resident of Trenton or even New Jersey. If you love history and you want to see it promoted, then join us in our fight.
And since that episode posted, we've already received emails from Podcastia that they have already been starting sending out emails already. Thank you for the traffic, Podcastia. Okay, what is your final question?
Okay, I'm going to ask you both, and you can answer individually. As you imagine your dream Trenton, what does it look like?
My dream Trenton would be for me to be able to walk around the entire city and not have to worry about, oh, what part of the city are you from? Like, what section are you from? What projects are you from? It's like, I should be able to walk around with my son and go to the museum without having to worry about anything happening to him. I should be able to just be able to go hang out with my friend because they live in a certain part of town. And, oh, just because a person doesn't know me, like, it's a problem because I'm not from around here. My dream, Trenton, would be where creativity can prosper versus everybody wanting the same old thing. Nobody wanting change. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really hard to get people to change, but there are people out here that really wants it. People that we know, that we link up with personally, people that we went to school with, people that we grew up with. We all want to be able to be in our city and want to make our city look better. You shouldn't have to always want to leave the city to make yourself grow. Granted, that's what I did. I left, I grew, and I learned different things from different areas, but I'm trying to bring it back. And if it's feasible, then I'm going to try to make it happen.
Amen. Cool. Torch?
You had all that time to think about your dreams.
I know, right? But that was a short amount of time.
How long do you need?
Well, don't think about it too much. But, like, what is your first, you know?
The first thought that came to mind, I think for a dream trend, we should have more programs available to more people in need. Mm-hmm. So, like, we know we have a large homeless population. You know, we have a bunch of domestic violence cases, women who can't get out of relationships, you know, fatherless people, just a bunch of programs to tend to different needs. There's still people out here who don't have the knowledge that you're supposed to get from a father. Mm-hmm. So, like, they go through the world not knowing how to change a tire or even how to do a gas pump, even though in New Jersey we don't pump our own gas. But still, stuff of that nature. There's programs to get funding. I feel like we need more, you know, people. So there's a bunch of other businesses that can lift off and just mainly grow our city like we're supposed to. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, we won't have to go to Philly to see pop-up shops or,
exactly.
You know, enjoy ourselves. We can do it right here in our city.
That's right.
Amen. Like that. I agree. Like,
it should be an area where if you're not into something that somebody else is into, it shouldn't be weird.
Right.
Like, I shouldn't say, hey, you want to go on a picnic? And they'd be like, a picnic? Who go on picnics? And like, there's nothing wrong with going, like, stuff like that.
Right.
It's like, if you're interested in something, if you're artsy, it shouldn't always have to be, I play sports. Mm. Mm-hmm. I sell drugs.
Yeah, that shouldn't be the only way out of
the city. I'm cool. Like, right. It shouldn't be the only thing that people look for.
Right.
Like, you should be able to be intelligent, artistic, kind, and people shouldn't look down on you or take advantage of you for that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the type of trend that I want to see.
I like that. Yes. A picnic.
Picnic.
I'm going to start calling it a picnic.
A picnic or a picnic?
I don't know.
He totally said picnic.
Well, that's if you have pork.
Yes. It's a picnic if there's pork around.
Or
okay.
If you pig out.
Right.
I do have to throw in a shout out to Kasani. Sure. She is one of my artists for my artwork. I definitely told her I would throw her a shout out.
Okay, Kasani.
Because, listen, I've had plenty of artists quit on me, and she has yet to do so. So
how long has she been with you? I appreciate
it. For about like a year and a half now.
I'll give it time. All right.
Stop it. Well, there. Good for you.
Anything that you see of mine that is drawn on my on my site is drawn by her.
Wow. Oh, nice. Oh, okay.
Cool.
You hear that, Kasani? Hmm.
So can you purchase her stuff? If
you can purchase her own work.
Yeah.
There is a link for her own website in the description of my page.
Okay. Beautiful. Cool.
All right. So you hear that, podcast? You go and buy up all their stuff. That'll be great.
Is she also a Trenton artist?
Yes.
Cool.
Okay, oh, nice. We gotta have Kasani. We need to do an artist thing. Spotlight thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I know there's so many. It's just great for content. It's less work we have to do.
Okay.
That's why I like the Q&A so much.
Oh.
All right. Well, that has been another episode of Trenton Waves. Until next time, podcast here.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.